What about a jazz band? Do you remember?
I was a child.
All women?
Oh, I remember Sweet Arts and Rhythm, yeah.
That's it. Who were they?
It was a group of black women who organized the band. They used to live where the townhouses are across Columbia Pike from the big house, where those townhouses are there.
Mm-hmm.
There were two houses, there were two big brick houses, that was it.
Do you remember the names of any of those women?
No.
No, you don't.
Because I was a child, but we knew, because we used to go and hear them, listen to them practice.
At home?
Yeah. And one of my friends that I grew up with, she used to go over there, I think she used to go and they did something with the piano or something. But she said she used to go to the house and she'd have to tell that story.
Mm.
But the Sweethearts of Rhythm, they lived in that community.
Who was a friend who would know that, who was a friend who would know that story?
I'll have to ask her to make sure she remembers it. That,
yeah.
name is Val Watts, but she may remember it and she may not.
Val
she
Watts.
Yeah, she used to tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. It'd be fun to know more about, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
An interesting kind
they
of
were famous. They showed some clippings on one of the PBS stations about them last year, I think.
Oh, they actually...
Oh, they traveled.
Traveled.
Yeah, they had their own bus and stuff. They had to have a bus.
Wow.
Because you couldn't go on any other transportation.
I'm impressed given that during that time that African-American females were brave enough to do
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a step.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Pretty wonderful.
Called the Sweethearts of Rhythm. And there should be some history on that somewhere in somebody's archive.
Oh.
I'm sure it is, if you look in the jazz section. Or
I wonder, are any of their heirs living anywhere close by?
I don't know, you probably have to look in there to find out
who they were.
Because
right.
I don't know any names, because I just knew it was a band, and it was in the community.
I remember seeing a picture of that. I think it was
mm-hmm.
something that we had on exhibit over at the museum.
Historical
museum.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And may have been a picture that was loaned or given by Ellen Syphax, and it was on there. But I remember a house with a little picket fence out in front, identified as a house associated with the Sweethearts.
I don't remember the fence. I know it was a huge brick house. It was all brick.
Yeah.
Mm.
All brick.
Mm-hmm.
There were two houses there, that house and another house. I don't know if they owned both, but I know they were in one house.
Yeah.
Like I said, all those townhouses and things, those were individual homes. All those
mm-hmm.
houses back in Columbia Pike. Mr. Parks used to own that park place right on the corner. He had a lot of property.
Oh, yeah. On the corner of
Columbia Pike, across from, as you're coming down Columbia Pike to turn on Roth Street?
Yes.
On the other side. Mr. Parks owned that whole corner.
Did he really?
And back in there were all those townhouses. And Miss Woodson lived back there. She used to live next to the church. I think her house is still there. I'm not sure. Miss Woodson, but all back down that street,
mm-hmm.
there were single family homes. They were all single family homes. All through that neighborhood were just homes.
Mm-hmm.
Big homes. I mean, they weren't little houses. They were big houses.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going, how do you...
So what happened? Did